Welcome back to WSIU's On Topic, a partnership with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale. I'm Jennifer Fuller. This week's guest is Linda Baker, who's a university professor with the Institute. Dr. Baker, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
One of the things that people are watching as we head toward next year's elections is a number of both longtime and new lawmakers that are saying, I'm not going to run in 2018. 29 state senators and House members have said they're either retiring or not running next year. What's going on here?
Well, clearly, when you think about the budget fatigue that has gone on in Springfield, going a year, almost 2 years, and over without a budget, and the fact that lawmakers are consistently hearing from their constituents back at home. When you look at the education fight, when you look at the fact that there was no Medicaid budget, individuals are tired. They're tired. They don't see themselves being able to be as much a part of the process. A lot of it is from the top up, top down to the members. So I think they're fatigued.
What happens when you lose longtime members like State Senator Christine Redonio, the Republican leader in the Senate? We're watching Barbara Flynn Curry, who is the majority leader in the House. What happens when longtime people leave and at the same time you see those younger ones leave too?
Well, clearly the institutional knowledge, there's no question. People will rely a lot more on lobbyists because they will be, the lobbyists and the staffers become more important than ever before when you have that many new members in the legislature. And also for those new members, when you look at the fact that two new individuals that were in the legislature are now running for lieutenant governor. They're not staying in the legislature, and I think that actually will cause some, it'll be a real shift in Springfield.
As we move beyond the primary and into next year's election, does this change how things happen in the spring legislative session?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think things are going to change very much for the spring legislative session. But you do have people who have freedom during the veto session. There are a lot of individuals who may vote on things that they otherwise would not have voted on. And many of those legislators are saying that they receive threats from individuals after certain votes that they took. And also, when you think about the 24-hour news cycle and the fact that many of these individual members have actually had to decide for themselves whether or not they want to continue this, not only a legislative session that starts in the spring and ends, but also these long sessions that last a year.
Unfortunately, we're out of time before we run out of things to talk about. It's a big topic that we'll continue to follow. Linda Baker, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
This is WSIU's On Topic. Thanks for watching.